I know I said this earlier, but I do thank you all for being here, and I welcome you all here as we have gathered here to worship our God. And if you will be watching this sermon a little later today, we thank you for tuning in as well. You know, I mean it when I say how grateful I am each day of the week, first day of the week, that we get together together as brothers and sisters in Christ to worship our Lord and Savior. You know, it seems that as the week goes on, we need this for encouragement and to help us throughout our lives. And I am grateful for Crockett Road Church of Christ and us meeting each week, and it is an encouragement. You know, life is sometimes like a puzzle. Many years ago, I was talking with a guy. We were talking about life. We're trying to solve the world's problems together, and we had visited for, I remember, it was like a couple hours that day. And he was a little bit older than I was, and we were talking about the different areas in our lives, you know, where we've been, where we are now, and what's to come. And I remember him saying something to me that's always stuck in my mind. He said, "Ben, you know, life is like a big jigsaw puzzle." He said, "Our lives have lots of different pieces, and we go out through life trying to find where these pieces go." And many of you know what I'm talking about. You know, some places in our lives we can find a piece and know exactly where that goes. And there are some pieces in our life that we try to fit where they don't go. And there are pieces in our life we don't know where they go. And so life can be like that. And so if we use that analogy this morning, I want to talk to you all about a certain piece that we have in our life, and that is choosing to remember or choosing to forget. Let me ask you this morning, will you choose to remember or will you choose to forget? Or do you even have that option? You know, I think in life there are a lot of things we choose to remember that we should forget, and we choose to forget some things that we need to remember. And as I was preparing this lesson, I began to think if I had to choose between the two, if I could choose to remember all things or if I could choose to forget everything, which one would I choose? Think about that a moment. You know, if you could remember everything, that'd be great. You can read something one time and remember it. You can remember faces. You can remember names. You wouldn't have to study that much because you'd learn it one time and remember it. But there's also a setback to that. There are things in our life that aren't so great that we would remember. And so if you choose to forget everything, that's not so great either because you would never remember anything. But it'd be good because there's some things in life we need to forget. And so it's kind of confusing. I'm glad we don't have to choose, make that choice. And I hope I don't confuse you, and I hope I don't forget what I was going to talk about today. But our worlds are torn apart by those who have difficulty remembering. You know, Alzheimer's is a very, very bad disease that many of us know people who have. It's a terrible, terrible disease for those who get it, and it's a terrible disease for those that we know. It's a disease that we get, age doesn't matter, but it's a disease that we get that we forget, you know, our normal things. We may be able to remember some things back then, but we can't. It's a terrible disease. But I know people who are just the exact opposite. They can read something and remember it for the rest of their lives. They're good with names, phone numbers, and things like that. And I envy them sometimes because I've got a pretty sharp memory, but as I'm getting older, I'm beginning to forget things. And some of you know I pick on you sometimes for forgetting things, and they say, "Ben, you're going to get there one day." Well, about 3 years ago, I turned 40, and there are some things that I'm having difficulty remembering. You know, some things just don't register with us, and we often forget. And that's a difficult thing to do because we often try to remember as much as we can, but we need to remember sometimes to forget. Are you confused yet? Hopefully I can get this all together here in a minute. You know, a lot of us set a lot of reminders when it comes to remembering something. We don't want to forget, so we set a reminder in our phone, we write it on the calendar, we put it on a sticky note. I know I get Carrie a lot of times to put it in her phone to remind me of things. But there are some things in life that we need to remember to forget. So don't forget to forget. But God, however, teaches us that there are some things that we should remember. Spiritually, in our Christian life, we should remember a lot of things. Number one, we should remember God, our Creator. The God that created the universe and our being here today, for if it wasn't for Him, we would not be alive today. We should also remember His Word. And through His Word, we have His commands. We have His warnings. We have His way, and that's how He talks to us. And so we should go through our lives as a Christian and remember His Word. Thirdly, we should remember the sacrifice that Jesus gave. For he came to this world, to this life, from heaven, without sin and without guilt, but took on the sin of mankind and died for our sins. I thank God for that. And that is something we should remember each day. We should also remember our blessings that we have in this life. The blessings that we have each first day of the week to gather here to worship, to fellowship with one another. The blessings that we have in our families, perhaps our jobs, our health. The very air that we breathe, there's so many blessings that we have that we often forget because we're remembering something else. And fifthly, we should remember that there is a judgment coming. For one day, we will draw our last breath here, and we will be judged for the ways of our life, whether good or bad. And so as we go out through this life, we've got to remember that the things we do are important and do matter, and that we will be judged for that. But I don't want to talk about the things that we should remember this morning. I want to talk about five things that should be forgotten. Before I get to that, let me read to you what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 and 5. He says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Later on in chapter 3, he says, Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of Jesus Christ. You know, think about that a minute. Think about Paul's life, where he was and where he came. He'd come from an enemy against God to one that proclaimed the gospel. In order to do that, he had to give thanks and remember those who got him there by forgetting his past and the things that led him away. He thought about those things that are forward and up above. And we need to take lesson from Paul in his life. So five things we need to forget in order to be spiritually mature. The first thing I want to talk about is setbacks. You know, we are all prone to setbacks. None of us can escape setbacks in life. And I think that most of us, if not all of us, have had many setbacks in our life. Setbacks aren't good. They're not fun at times. But it's how we bounce back from those that counts. You know, life is full of trouble, full of pieces, as I mentioned. And setbacks can seem like our world stops. You know, I wish sometimes that life was a straight line, but it's not. Our lives goes up, down, it goes sideways. Sometimes it even makes circles. But we got to realize that these setbacks aren't our future. These are only temporary things. And we need to forget some of these setbacks to reach forward. We are all prone to brood over our losses, especially financial and material losses. In the world and society we live in today, these are big things. And if you lose your job and lose your finances or perhaps lose your house, it can be very difficult. But God's concern isn't just those things of these temporary things. Jesus taught that the only loss which we should truly be concerned with is the loss of our soul. Our souls are meant for eternity. These things in our life are made for temporary purposes. We all have setbacks, and the important thing is to rise back up and continue to move forward. You know, I've once said that it don't matter how hard you fall, it's how you get back up. And there is some truth behind that. Jesus says to his disciples in Matthew chapter 16, he says, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? If we think about that, these setbacks that we have in our life sometimes take full control of our mind and our heart and our desires because we feel like there's nothing left. We may need to forget some of these setbacks in our life so that we can focus on our soul and eternity in heaven. Losing friends, or our health, job, property, or position, They're bad, but they're also minor inconveniences compared to the excellence of gaining Christ. Can setbacks be good? They may not feel good when we're going through them, but we can learn from them. I'm not saying forget, you know, the difficult situations we've been in, but learn and remember how we can overcome those. Listen to what Paul says in Philippians 3. He says, "Yet indeed I count all things a loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. I count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, be conformed to his death, if by any means I may obtain the resurrection from the dead." The fellowship of his sufferings. When we suffer together, when we are brought to a low point in our life, that is sometimes when we see the blessings of Christ. But we are human, and we often get tied up in the disappointment that we have, any setbacks that we can't focus anything further. We need to find through our sufferings a way out and bounce back. Secondly, slights is another thing that we should forget. Now, slights is to treat with disdain or indifference. We have been slighted by many people in our lives, and perhaps we've slighted others. But when you're slighted by somebody, it's usually with words or with actions, and they do hurt. And sometimes we hang on to what someone has said to us for the rest of our lives when we need to forget those things. We need to know within our hearts that our life has significance, that God created us for a purpose, and that purpose is not just for this world, but for eternity. And so when we are slighted by others, whether by words or by letdowns, we must not dwell in the past or grievances or the injuries that are caused by those. Yes, these things hurt, and yes, our hearts are broken at times, but we must forget that it's not worth it. We must allow ourselves to grieve and heal and overcome that so that we can move past it. Harboring hatred or resentment poisons a person's whole life and perspective on life. And for those of you that may have that in your heart, you know how hard it is to continue on in our life and to love others when we have hatred and resentment in our heart. We need to be reminded that there is not much room for anything else in our heart filled with bitterness. I don't know about you all, but I have had days where I've had anger or bitterness in my heart, and it's hard to, throughout the day, to find joy because there's no room in there. If you have bitterness in your heart or you're angry about something, even a simple smile from somebody wouldn't cheer you up. But on the other side, if you wake up happy and joyful, you go through life and people can say certain things to you that doesn't shake you. And so we need to forget the slights that we have and be reminded that bitterness is its own prison. Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, says, "Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give a place to the devil." And what Paul is saying there is when we are angry and when we are just hung up and we keep remembering these things that people say to us, the devil gets the better of us. And we don't need to let the sun go down. We need to forgive these people and forgive these things and know that our purpose, that our life has a purpose, and those words shouldn't mean anything. Paul also says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you." Get away from it. "With all malice and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you." So I encourage you and I challenge you to forget those things, that hurtful things that people said to you. Don't be dwelling in those things where it keeps you from remembering what we need to be remembering. A third thing that we need to forget is our success in life. We live in a world that is driven about success and money and material things. There's nothing wrong in life with being successful, and we may have different ways that we think are successful, but a man or a woman that's focused on success in life sometimes puts blinders on the life that's around them. Don't be so confused, don't be so focused on the destination that you forget the enjoyment of life and the journey to it. You know, people will say that happiness is a place, but it's actually a way of life. And I like this saying here, this quote, because there are people that feel that once I get to this certain point in my life or this certain place in my life, there I'll find happiness. Happiness isn't a place. It's the way of life. And we lose a lot of happiness and joy on the way there. We forget that right now that we find happiness. I read of a man one time that began work when he was 18 years old. He worked for over 45 years, hardly took a day off, never called in sick, never went on vacation, never done anything. And he soon retired. He had a pretty good nest egg. He had lots of money in the bank, had all his possessions paid for and everything, and that's what his plan was. Well, he died 2 days later. And you think about that for a moment, that, you know, being successful and finding that happiness, he finally found it, but he only enjoyed it for 2 days. Right now, we have the opportunity to enjoy life every day and find happiness. So forget being successful. Forget that you're going to be happy someday. Remember that the blessings of life are right now. Many good men have been ruined by their success. Take Saul of Gibeah, was a noble man, for instance. He was a humble man and did lots of good things until he was anointed King Israel. And then his life turned to tragedy. Here's the story here in 1 Samuel chapter 13. It says, "And Samuel said to Saul, 'You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord your God, which he commanded you. For now the Lord would have established your kingdom over Israel forever. But now your kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has commanded him to be commander over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord hath commanded you.'" And Paul says in Romans, he reminds us, "For I say through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one with a measure of faith." What he's saying is, don't get the big head. You know, yeah, you may be successful. You may be going the way of the world. You may make lots of money. You may have good health. You may do. Don't get the big head where you lose focus and you forget that God is good. Let us remember that without the mercy of God, we have nothing. We can be nothing. And you could do nothing without the mercy of God. The fourth thing we should forget is our sorrows. I know this is something that we all wish we could forget. And we all have different sorrows in life in many different forms and fashions. Sorrows are one thing that I wish that none of us had. And in fact, when God created us, there was no sorrow. It wasn't until sin came into the world that we developed these sorrows. In fact, we refer to Jesus as the man of sorrows. And if I think of his life, if we look and know what we know now about Jesus, we can see all the pieces to the puzzle in his life that he come to this earth to save us. But when he was on this earth, as he come down from heaven to this earth, he was a man full of sorrows. And perhaps today he's still some sorrows with some of the choices that we make in life, but he didn't let these sorrows keep him in prison. He was able to overcome those sorrows to do the will of God, and that's what we need to do as well. As one old preacher used to say, we must look for life's pearls. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade. When we are in our sorrowful times, when we are grieving over something like that in life, we must search for pearls in life. I don't know how many of you today are saying, "Oh no, tomorrow's Monday. I have to go to school or I have to go to work." You know, we shouldn't look at it that way. And nobody dislikes Mondays like I do. But we can't look at it that way. With that kind of attitude, we need to forget that and realize that it's just another day to serve God. For Paul writes in Romans 8:18, he says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." Amen. It shouldn't be. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of his mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ Jesus. You know, as we go through these sufferings and we learn these lessons, you know, it's important that we remember the feelings of that, because we can bless others, but we must forget these sorrows that keep us depressed and saddened and out of what our main purpose in life is to be. And fifthly and lastly, we should forget our sins. You know, our past, sometimes we say, comes back to haunt us. Well, if we forget our past, as we should, then it won't come back to haunt us. I have visited with many people in my lifetime that we either just become a Christian or won't become a Christian because of their past. They say, Ben, I've done bad things in my life and I just can't forget those. And I can see how that can keep you from becoming what God wants you to be. But I'm no different than anybody else. We all have a past. We've all sinned. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But we must not allow our sins to defeat us. We must overcome our sins and to forget that. And I know there's probably several of you today that have sin in your life that you just can't seem to get over. Well, that sin is holding you back, and we need to forget that. With God's help, we can put them all behind us. And I pray and I encourage you all to seek God's help with that. Sin can also be cleansed from our lives as well. You know, that's the whole reason Jesus came to our rescue, to take on that sin that separates us from heaven, and we can be cleansed of that. The blood of Christ is more powerful than sin. I'll say that again. The blood of Christ is more powerful than sin. So forget those sins that you have. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2 says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, we don't have to remember our sins. We can forget them just as God forgave us and forgot them as well. It is my prayer and my petition that God grant us both the wisdom to know what needs to be forgotten and the will to forget them. There are things in our life that we remember that we need to forget. Are there things that you need to put behind you this morning? Are there things in your life that you need to forget so that you can move forward? When we turn those things that cause us grief and heartache, as well as God, the Lord truly does forgive and forgets. And I am so thankful that we worship a God that is able and willing to forgive and forget. But as humans, it's hard for us to do sometimes. So I challenge you all this morning, if there are areas in your life where you need to forget things, I hope that you will. Jeremiah 31:31 says, there sins and their iniquities I remember against them no more. No more can we do that. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive them and heal their land. Be humble this morning. I think our hard-headedness, our hardened hearts, a lot of times are the reason that we don't forget certain things that we should. We hold on to them. Humble yourselves and forget these things. So what about your setbacks, your slights, your successes, your sorrows, your sins? Are you willing to put them behind you today? Are you willing to forget about those things so that you can remember what Christ has done for us? Will you turn your past from your sins and seek the face of God this morning and allow this day to become the day of your salvation, that promise that God gives us? Jesus gave us the Great Commission. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, And he that believeth not shall be condemned. We have a mission as Christians, and that is to go out and preach the gospel to all of those that are around us. There are things in our lives sometimes that keep us from preaching the gospel, to seeking those who are lost, and it's because of those things that we are unable to forget. So I ask you this morning to forget those things. Will you forget yourself and remember the sacrifice and come to Him this morning? I know there may be someone here this morning that is holding on to a lot of things they need to let go. And we want to give you an opportunity this morning to come forward and to be baptized, to wash away those things that need to be forgotten and allow God to forgive you and erase those things from your life. And there may be someone here this morning who may have been a faithful Christian, but they're kind of stuck and they can't move forward anymore because they have these certain areas in their life that they need to forget. Would you allow us this morning, if you come forward, to pray for you this morning and ask God to forgive you of that and to start a life where you can forget these things and start remembering what Christ has done for you. And that's our lesson this morning. If there is a need or any way we can help you, we ask that you come forward this morning as we sing.